Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. Happy Sunday to everyone in the United States. I do realize those of you that are listening from other parts in the world, it is now Monday. So happy Monday to you. Amen. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from John chapter 16 through 18. Amen. And we're giving glory and honor to the God of my salvation. I'm giving him glory and honor. Amen. And I'm giving him glory and honor on behalf of you as well. Amen. I praise God for the things that he is doing in this hour, that he is doing in the midst of his people. He is bringing salvation with his mighty hand. People are coming to know Jesus as Lord. They're coming to know him as their great physician. They're coming to know him as their strength. They're coming to know him as their provider. They're coming to know him as their keeper and their help in the time of trouble. He is a present help. Amen. And people are coming to know him as the ultimate, hallelujah, Savior, because he is all that and so much more. Amen. We can offer up all the accolades that we can with our human intellect, and it does not describe the goodness of the Lord. It does not describe his mercy and his grace. And yet we do the best that we know how, and even ask God to help us to do better as we continue to go forward, humbling ourselves in his presence and asking him to help us, amen, to grow more in our relationship with him. Amen. I want to get closer to Jesus every single day. I don't want a day to go by that I'm not getting a little bit closer to him than I was on yesterday. And there was a time in my life that wasn't as significant to me. I wanted to be what the Lord called me to be, but my frame of mind was different. But I praise God that he moves even in our intellect, into the landscape of our mind, and into the way that we think. And he will change our trajectory. He will realign us with his will and with his spirit and show us what it is to be in relationship with him, what it is to walk according to his standard. And I give him glory. I give him praise on today. Amen. And I know that you do too. God bless you, each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And God keep you even right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're going through in this hour, but I know that all of us, being human beings, we are all, amen, to the human condition, and we're all going through different things at different times. We all have ups, we all have downs, we all have seasons when it feels like it is dark and seasons when it feels like it is light. But the Lord is there through each and every one of them to show us how to walk even in the valley of the shadow of death, as David called us. He is there to set a table before us, even in the presence of our enemy, and to anoint our head with oil so that our cup runs over, even when we're going through the storm. I give God glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise on today, because he is God, and there is no other. I don't care what you've been told. I don't care what anybody has said, even if it was your mother, your grandmother, amen, the person that you respect the most. The devil is a liar, and he influences even the people that we trust, amen. But the word of God lets us know, amen, that the Lord, he cannot lie. He will not lie. He's incapable of lying. He never changes. What his word said yesterday, it is true today, and it is true forevermore. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. The Lord has only good for you today and not evil. He only has good for you. Sometimes that comes in the form of a warning. Amen. Sometimes it comes in the form of a blessing. And I want you to understand that there is no difference. When warning comes, it is a blessing, because God loves you so much that he would give you the warning so that you would turn away from the wickedness that is of your life. A warning is a blessing. Glory to God. I praise God for every warning that I've received in my life, because I know that the Lord, he loves me. He cares about every part of my life. He cares about the things that trouble me and the things that I'm going through, even right now. He is here, and he is there. Jehovah Shammah. Amen. Jehovah is there. The Lord, he is there. right now. Amen. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're seeing right now, you may be rejoicing in the Lord or asking God why. Hallelujah. But he is there. Remember, he is a present help in the time of trouble. He is there in your trouble. He's right there. We don't always understand why we have to go through the ins and the outs that we do. We don't always understand why people treat us the way that we do and why they can't see, amen, what you see. We don't always understand, but we don't know where other people are in their walk with the Lord. All we know is this is what's happening to us, and guess what? The Lord cares about that. He loves you so much that he is going to fix that very thing for you. Amen. He is going to do it for you, for you, for you. He will. To God, amen. We're reading today from John chapter 16 through 18. Amen. To the glory of God Almighty. Amen. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. John chapter 16 through 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord. Thanking and praising you, Lord, that you are our great creator, our strong creator. You spoke the world into existence, and it was, amen, just with, by the sound of your voice, Lord God, things came into existence. They came to be by the sound of your voice, by the rumbling of your utterance, Lord God. We, all that we see that has been created, it is because you said it is. Oh, God, we give you glory today. We give you honor and we praise you, Lord God, with everything we have within us, Lord God. We glorify the name of the Lord. We glorify the God of our salvation. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us with an everlasting love and that there's nothing that we can do to cause you not to love us. Oh, God, I thank you for your mercy and your grace today. Oh, Lord, you are truly gracious to each and every one of us, and I bless your name. Oh, God, move right now. Oh, Lord, in the midst of your people, Lord God, see the needs, Lord God. I lift them all up before your presence, Lord God, and if I were able, I'd magnify them before your eyes. Oh, Lord, but I know that you see them all individually. You know us all by name, and the hairs on our heads, they are numbered, and that is a miraculous thing in and of itself, because even when we're standing alone in a room by ourselves, you see us. You see our positioning. You see what we're going through. You hear the thoughts in our head. You see the hairs on our head, and you know us by name. You see our beginnings, and you see our ending. Lord God, I give you glory because you are God, and there is no other. Glory to God in the highest. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For your mercy and your grace. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory. I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to move. Hallelujah. You continue to bless and you continue to heal, Lord God. Bring salvation with your mighty hand, Lord God, to all who are living right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. To every petition, Lord God, that is before you right now, Lord God, bring salvation, oh God, with your mighty hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, dispatch a legion of angels throughout the atmosphere, Lord God. Oh Lord, to everyone, Lord God, that is listening right now, Lord God, to everyone, Lord God, that we're praying for right now in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God, move right now. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold on each and every one of those that we're praying for right now in the name of Jesus, because salvation is coming, and it's coming with power. It's coming with demonstration of that power by the Spirit of God. It is moving. God is moving. He's moving. He's moving. He's moving everything out of your way. Those things that you are purposed to do, glory to God, we'll be doing them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you glory. Oh, God, I thank you right now. I thank you, Jesus, because you're doing those things, Lord God. You're bringing it to pass. Those things that you purposed us to do, we shall do in the name of Jesus, and nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it, because salvation,
hallelujah, is going forth, and you're bringing it with your mighty hand. I thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, Lord God, as we lift you up on today, Lord Jesus. We just honor you. We praise you, Lord God, and we give you glory because the glory is yours. My hallelujah belongs to you, Lord Jesus. The glory is all yours, Lord God. Our worship belongs to you. It doesn't belong to another person or another thing or anything that was erected by man's hands, but it all belongs to you, Lord God, and we offer it up to you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are and for all that you've done and all that you're yet doing in the midst of us. Lord, we give you glory and honor. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you open up your word before us, Lord God. Give us knowledge, Lord. Give us wisdom and give us understanding of your will. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move in the word, Lord God, and help us to see, Lord God, what the word is speaking to us on today. Lord, let it, as it were, come off the pages, Lord God, and apply to our lives, Lord God, as we, Lord, humble ourselves before you, speak to us, oh God. Give us revelations from on high, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, because he is God, and there is no other. There's salvation and no other name except the name of Jesus, and no man can come to the Father except by him. Don't be deceived by imitations. Don't be deceived by counterfeits. Only Jesus saves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. How majestic is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah, oh, Lord, our Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're reading from John 16 through 18 to the glory of God, hallelujah. These things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogue. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of what is mine. He will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. And because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he says? A little while. We do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me?
Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoke to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, "See now, you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Jesus spoke these words, lift up his eyes to heaven. Jesus spoke these words. Lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with your I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me. They have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. None of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love which you loved me, the love with which you loved me, may be in them, and I in them. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." To them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with him. Now when he had said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, "Who are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way." That the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, "Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?" Then the detachment of troops and the captains and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. And they led him away to Annas first. For he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door and brought Peter in. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, You are not also one of the man's disciples, are you?" And he said, "I am not." Now the servant and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always meet. And in the secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I have said to them. Indeed, they know what I said." And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you understand? Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied him again, and immediately a rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early in the morning, but they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would have not delivered him to you." Then Pilate said to him, "You take him and judge him according to your law."
Therefore the Jews said to him, it is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, are you king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him at all. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the king of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. I have read and you have heard from John chapter 16 through 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that your ears are open to the word of God and that you are hearing his voice even now, because he is calling you by your name to realign you with his spirit, to realign you with the truth, because you have been deceived by an enemy that doesn't care about any part of your life. Amen. And he has seduced you and made things feel good to you and made them look good to you. But the word lets us know that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And yet Jesus himself, he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Why not hear the words of the one who came to bring life, amen, to all of mankind? We were all intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe, with the creator of all things. All of us were always intended to be in relationship with him. I want you to know something today, that everything is about relationship. And if your relationship with God is not right, even if you are preaching the gospel every day, even if they think you are the best preacher on the face of the planet, if your relationship with God is not right, if your relationship with him is not what he says, amen, not what you says and not what you think it should be, amen. But if you have fallen away in any way, and I'm talking to the people of God right now, if you have fallen away and yet you're doing a work for the Lord and yet you don't have a relationship with him, not a real one, amen. That's why husbands are falling away from their wives, because their relationship with God is not right. So you argue with your wife. You call your wife the devil, but yet the devil has creeped into your relationship with God, and that's why you're having the issue in your marriage. Amen. We see it over and over again. Husbands that are abusive, amen, and they're saying, my wife won't obey me. Well, he didn't call you to be her corrector. He called you to lead, and you are to lead according to the will of God. You're to lead her into the presence of God. But if you are not coming correctly to God yourself, then you cannot bring your wife, and you are the one that is in need of correction. Glory to God. But amen, salvation came for us all. Deliverance is here for us all, not just to correct husbands and wives. Amen, because wives have to come correct also. Amen, we also have to be in the presence of God, in the face of God, doing that he told us to do. Glory to God. Amen. We all have to be in right fellowship, in right relationship with God, and then with one another. Amen. If your relationship has gone awry with somebody else, check the relationship with God first. Glory to God. And your relationship may be fine with the Lord, and this is just a test. Keep that in mind. just make sure that your ears are open to the instruction of the Lord, because he will show you the way out. He will give you wisdom and show you what you should do. I praise God for that. Amen. He loves us so much that he directs us and redirects us. He aligns us and realigns us. Amen. In our relationship with him first, the word lets us know to love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your mind, with all of your soul and with all of your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. So your relationship with him comes first, your personal relationship, not your ministry, your personal relationship with God comes first. And if your personal relationship with God is truly first in your life, amen, then your relationship with your wife and your husband, amen, it'll just fall into line. Your relationship with your neighbors, it'll fall into line. Hey, hallelujah. And I do realize the devil is moving in the midst of all those relationships too, so you will be able to be at peace as much as it is in you. Hallelujah. Sometimes God has to separate us from people and from things. Glory to God. Amen. But this is the day of salvation. The Lord is moving in the midst of his people to bring salvation with his mighty hand in all relationships. All relationships have boundaries, and that's the way the Lord has set them up. And I know I'm referring to the husband-wife relationship often right now in this portion of the service because, amen, the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of God lines it up, amen, that the marriage relationship is supposed to be like Christ in the church. Amen. Amen. The husband is to emulate Christ. He is to be sacrificial in the relationship, the provider. Amen. The one who brings security into the home. Hallelujah. And the wife, amen, to be his helper and to be subject to him. Amen. To follow him as he follows Christ. But if our relationship with Christ is not right, what happens to those other relationships? It's something that people of God don't consider often because we always feel like we're right, and that's fleshy. It's evil. Amen. The devil has crept in. Today, the Lord is bringing deliverance to all relationships, especially those of the household of faith. Amen. Those that truly are crying out to the Lord for help. Amen. He is our helper today. But not only that, he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, that we might have our souls saved. Amen. Ultimately, we all will have to transition out of this life into eternity. And it is black and white. It's either going to be heaven or hell. Amen. Into the hands of God or into eternal punishment with Satan and the fallen angels and the children of disobedience. Amen. I think security in Christ, amen, is a greater thing, amen. To go into eternity with the Lord, amen, is much more meaningful. And you will think so too, amen. If you cross over into eternity, you'll remember every message that I've ever spoken and every other message that every other preacher has spoken while you are in punishment in hell. You'll wish that you had heeded the warnings and heeded the words, amen, that each of us has spoken, and yet it will be too late. But today, this hour, this is the day of salvation. You have an opportunity to say yes to the Lord. Every preacher, amen, every teacher, every evangelist, every prophet are guides to God. We are not your God. Amen. We are the ones that stand before you to guide you into his presence, to guide you into right fellowship by his Spirit. We're not doing this of our own accord, but by the Spirit of God, we are here to guide you into his presence. And that's what I'm doing in this hour. I am guiding you into the Creator of all things, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. He is your salvation. There is no other name whereby we must be saved except by the name of Jesus. That's it. By his name are we saved. Amen. Do not accept any substitutes. Don't accept any counterfeits. Don't accept the deception of the devil. I don't care how good it sounds, how good it looks, and even if it tastes good to your mouth, it's a lie. It's a lie. Only Jesus saves. And he is the one that is calling you right now by your name, right there where you are, right where you are, in that space where you're sitting, where you're lying, where you're standing. He is there right now where you are and calling you by name, realigning your life, getting things set for you to be in relationship with him, getting things set for you to increase your relationship with him, to increase in power, to increase in might, to increase in understanding, to increase in wisdom, to increase in understanding. He's right there, right now. Amen. And the word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And if you begin to call on your name, call on his name, begin to call on his name, amen, with a repentant heart. To repent means to turn away from those wicked works and from those futile pursuits, from the vanity that we call life, and turn to Jesus and ask him for forgiveness of your sins. Turn away from all those things. In Acts 2 and 38, Peter actually told them after he preached the message, amen, to those who asked him, what shall we do to be saved? After he had declared to them who Jesus was that they had crucified, amen, and those men stood before him sorrowful that they had done these things, recognized, oh, my God, this is the Messiah that was and is to come. Glory to God, and is here right now, saving even in this hour. He let them know that the Spirit of God that had come upon them as they spoke in tongues, as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. He let them know that that was written back in Joel. This is that that the prophet Joel has spoken about. Glory to God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You shall receive Jesus. Call upon his name. Amen. He will fill you with his presence. He will change your life and make it anew. Amen. Behold, all things are new. Amen. To those that receive, we become new creation. We become a new creation. Amen. When we say yes to the Lord, allow him to cleanse us and fill us with his presence. We become brand new. Amen. Your surroundings might not look different, but on the inside, you will be different. And he will be able then to lead you and guide you into all truth because his presence will be there to guide you. Amen. You've been wondering why you've been so lost all your life, why certain questions were not answered, why certain provisions were not there. And the Lord will be able to answer all those things. And he will be able to reposition you so that you are in the position to receive those blessings that you felt like were lacking. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue, amen, to stay with me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.